Hopefully,
Yeah,
so I hope you
go
can hear
ahead.
me
We
again.
can hear you.
Perfect. I want to comment on the notion of the ambassador of Sierra Leone about mixed panels. But I think that's a good idea, and I think that you, Amandeep, has already tried to do that. I remember the panel in the last days with technicians on the one hand and people from the military sphere on the other hand. So I think that's very important. I could imagine to have these panels with a little bit mixed or with a little bit more focused topics for the next GGE if it will take place, which we all hope so. So that would be a good idea, and I would like to share an experience that I had like Wednesday evening or even Wednesday evening when we had a meeting with IPRO and some delegations, and we had very interesting discussions exactly because we had people from the political sphere, from the technical sphere, and also people who were experienced in the military operations around the table, and that was really helpful. So we really went into the details of the problem in the same way as Vincent just phrased it, like narrow down the problem, and that was really helpful. So I would encourage the chair or the next chair really to set up specific panels with a specific topic on which are mixed in a way that you have each stakeholder presented at the panel. And just one last thing about the cross section of cyber and laws. I totally agree with what Kerstin has said, and I'm very grateful that UNIDIR has published on this. We've mentioned that in a study a couple of years ago already, and my feeling about this is that it also has like security policy implications. So if you imagine your adversary uses high-tech robotic systems, you probably would go for a cyber attack on this system. So it also changes like the way you conduct war. So especially in a very highly asymmetric situation, I assume there would be a drive for one of the parts in that conflict really to go for the cyber arena here and not to counter your enemy on a symmetric level. So I think that's also one of the implications of the cross-section of cyber and lethal autonomous weapon systems.